And just before the piece of music you heard, Diana Washington and Mad About the Boy. And on the line now I have David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Hello David, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, I've been talking to you a long, long time, and Astronomy Ireland's really, really well known throughout the country, and wonderful events happening all the time. But just, I think the first time I asked you this was many, many years ago, so I'm going to ask you again. Just give us a bit of background to Astronomy Ireland.
Well, it's a group for members of the public who have an interest in space, and we try to get everybody interested in space if they don't already have an interest, and that's made it, relative to population, the biggest astronomy club in the world. And the main thing we do is publish the Irish Astronomy magazine, so it tells you all about not just what's happening in Ireland, what people are seeing in Irish skies, what's going to be coming up in Irish skies. There's always lots of exciting things to see, but also it has all the international news as well, so we think it's the best magazine in the world.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, gathering numbers all the time, and the wonderful what did he call it again? The Skybarbecue or the Starbarbecue? Starbarbecue.
Yeah, there are lots of events that we run. There's a monthly public lecture, which is on DVD for everybody in the country. You can't actually get into it in Dublin. There's the big events you mentioned there, the Starbarbecue, a mm-hmm. barbecue under the stars that's been running since 1992. We now have hundreds of people come along to look for the most powerful telescopes in Ireland, at the wonders of the universe. We have great talks and a barbecue organised to make a great night of it. That's our big fundraising event every summer. It's August 27th next year. Date is already set.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an annual exhibition. There are trips, some within Ireland, places like the Armagh Planetarium, others abroad. We've been to eclipses in Turkey and Bulgaria. One planned for America in 2017, so the next big eclipse that's coming. And lots of other events like that. Anything we can do to get people interested in astronomy.
And it's amazing as well with the space station up there, that how long it's up there now, that a lot of young teenagers running around now just take everything for granted now. And I mean, up there before they were born.
They launched the first part of the space station in 1998, 17 years ago now, mm-hmm. and the space shuttle fleet completed it. They were decommissioned a few years ago, so it's now as big as it's going to get, more or less. A huge object, biggest man-made object ever assembled in space. So you can actually see it from the ground as a brilliant star crossing the sky. And it does that for every night for 2 weeks, every 2 months in the evenings. And the next chance will start on December 4th. So just in the run-up to Christmas, we're going to have the space station crossing the sky every evening. And there's a free web page on astronomy.ie. about the International Space Station, where we post our predictions, not only of what time to watch, but if it's going to pass in front of the moon or planets or anything interesting like that, which it has done. Mm-hmm. Very rare. I've actually seen it once myself, and other people around the country have seen it several times as well. So it's quite exciting to watch the space station when you know this bright object crossing the sky has usually six astronauts on board.
Mm-hmm. And to talk about the lectures, as I said, I've talked to you for many years, and many, many, quite regularly lectures in Trinity College in the physics building, which always give people plenty. And people can look up, actually I asked you what it was all about, but all the events that have taken place, it's astronomy.ie, and of course there's always DVDs available for in case anyone said, oh, I missed this or I missed that. When they look it up, they're all available in Astronomy Ireland.
And they go back over a decade now.
Yeah, and the lecture you're having something, National Science Week. You have a wonderful speaker coming over for that.
Yeah, the next week is National Science Week, so a lot of organisations involved in either science research or science promotion, like ourselves, are running special events. We're flying in a special speaker who's the outreach officer for the best survey to map the universe in 3D. It's called the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. And it's a big telescope, powerful telescope, bigger than anything in Ireland, that is dedicated just to looking at galaxies all across the universe and measuring how far away they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you get this 3D map, and you'll have seen the results of this used in countless documentaries where you see all the galaxies strung out. And rather being spread out in space evenly, they seem to be like on the surfaces of bubbles. You can imagine a foam, and everywhere that the actual material of the bubble is, that's where the galaxies seem to lie. So there's these big voids in space and galaxies surrounding them. And quite why the universe was created this way is a fascinating area of research for the scientists involved. So she's from the project that has mapped the universe better than anybody else in history. and she's actually responsible for explaining it to the general public. So when you put those two things together, the graphics, the fly-throughs that they can do of the universe, and then the explanation as to why we think it's like this. Why did the Big Bang make things this way? Mm-hmm. What's dark matter doing in all this? We always ask a speaker at the top of their profession to come on and explain something like that in simple terms for the general public. And it's actually her job to do that as part of her research. She's the one that goes out and explains it to the public on TV at these kind of lectures as well. So it should be an amazing talk for Science Week next Monday.
And that's on the 9th of November. The usual time, about 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the Physics Building of Trinity College Dublin. And the details are on astronomy.ie. There's even a map showing you where to go. You can book your tickets in advance, or the lectures at 8, doors open at 7:30. Just come along early. Shouldn't be any problem getting a ticket in. And I think you'll be wowed by the kind of information that she's going to present. And you'll get a chance to ask questions as well afterwards if you want. There's even free food laid on afterwards for people who want to chat a bit longer into the night.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to do, I mean, with all the probes that they have out there, the space station and all like that, and they're sort of reluctant to give a definitive answer, but of yourself, are you of the opinion that they're, I mean, I know nobody will know for definite yet, but that there is life out there similar to ours or anything at all?
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Speculative.
We're already preparing our next lecture, our December lecture, which is a big Christmas lecture on December 14th. And our speaker for that lecture works in that very area. He's not just looking for planets around other stars. There's a lot of scientists doing that. But he's involved in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. So when we find these Earth-like planets, which we're starting to find now, how do we check if there's life on them? First of all, simple plant life. There's actually simple tricks for that. Mm-hmm. You can measure oxygen in their atmosphere. Oxygen shouldn't really be produced by anything other than life. And then, of course, how do you detect radio signals? And there are a few scientists around the world studying this seriously, so they're not worried about aliens abducting people or the stories of UFOs that people see in the sky. They're looking at the serious scientific side of it. How common is it likely to be? Where do we look? And what are the best techniques to find them, given modern technology? And he's going to talk all about that at our Christmas lecture, again explaining it in simple terms to the general public. And some prominent scientists have said if they were given the funding, they could find extraterrestrial intelligence within about 10 years. Problem is, haven't been given that funding yet. There is some private funding, but it's about one-tenth of what's needed. Mm-hmm. So we're in a tantalizing situation that we believe we have the technology to find ET, but we haven't got the money to do it.
Okay, so I mean, we'll see about that before it's coming. Incidentally, when is that lecture on Christmas? Because I'd like
it's
to.
It's on December 14th. And if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, there's two things you should immediately do. One, sign up, give your email address. So you're on our mailing list. We'll tell you about any future events. Become a friend of Astronomy Ireland.
Okay.
And then, you know, sign up for the magazine. You'll see that where to join there on the website. You can order just one issue for a fiver, including the postage, to see what it's like, or just sign up. And it can cost about €1 a week. And who can't afford €1 a week to mm-hmm. get the magazine, the post every month, to be informed of Irish astronomy? And in the events list, you'll see all the lectures for the year, including the two coming up, the one on Monday for November, and the one in December, the Christmas lecture.
Okay.
There's even actually some lectures already organised for 2016, you'll see.
And your location now, David? People want to drop out and have a look around.
Our physical location, we have offices in Blanchardstown where we run some public events. Our next one is November 19th. We're setting up telescopes to show people not just the moon, which we've got that night, but the planet Neptune, which you need a telescope to see. Mm-hmm. Very few people have ever seen it. And it's near the moon in the sky. So they make locating it fairly easy. That's November 19th. And that will probably be our last public telescope watch for the year. There are other ones that happen for members that people find out about when they sign up. So astronomy.ie is your one-stop shop for all the Irish astronomy details that you need.
Okay, well, Astronomy Ireland and yourself indeed have been at the forefront of anything to do with astronomy and all that over the years. But and very quietly, a lot of Irish are involved in space travel and all the physics and all the paraphernalia that goes with it over the years, quietly getting on with their work. But and I don't want to say Irish, I mean really Irish, aren't they?
Oh, yes. One of the recent lectures, the September lecture, was by Lawrence O'Rourke, who was a young kid, Mullingar, grew up, went to college in Maynooth, did a second degree in Cork, so he's got degrees in science and engineering. And then he went to work for the European Space Agency. He's now based in Spain, and he controls that Rosetta spacecraft that landed on the comet this time last year. And they've had incredible pictures back. He showed them at the September lecture, one of the most amazing lectures I've ever seen in our 25-year history. It was great. It was given by an Irish man who did good, as I call him on the night, an Irish science hero. And he actually goes around giving talks as well. He's not just interested in getting his research done and discovering all kinds of new things about comets, but he loves to explain it to the general public. And the kind of pictures they have that have come back from that mission will blow your mind. If there's one DVD you ever order off Astronomy Ireland's website, the September lecture this year from Lawrence O'Rourke about that Rosetta comet landing is the one to get.
Okay, well, anyway, the lecture is on Monday the 9th, the next one coming up now, and then the one the 14th. I hope to be talking to you about that later on, but people can look up for all information and everything from Astronomy Ireland on the website, astronomy.ie. Always a pleasure talking to you, David, and I look forward to talking to you about that lecture on the 14th.
Definitely. Thanks very much, Noel.
Thanks, David. Bye.